Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Rosecast, the number one Bachelorette recap podcast hosted by a male and a racial best friend duo. Well, they got me.
Yeah, they got you, didn't they?
They got me.
They got me.
This was like a... I felt like Charles Barkley, they cut to him at halftime of a series he guaranteed would go the other way.
What do you mean? That's just another rim guarantee.
Yay.
Gone wrong.
Go out on a limb once in a while. Can't get them all right, or any of them. I had Dotton pegged for Heartbreak and The Next Bachelor. I could envision the limo entrances, people bringing out stools and stepladders. Stools.
Sure.
We're not getting that.
Even halfway through?
No.
You realized your mistake
almost
immediately, probably, this episode. It was going too far the other way.
It was so far the other way. It was
with the families.
Almost a joke how far the other way it went.
It's a joke what's happening there. You're giving it away.
Yeah, I tend to agree. But at the start of the episode, I felt good.
And I felt horrible. But now I feel great.
Yeah.
I feel great. Yeah. Love is real.
It is.
We found out a lot of good stuff last night.
Sure.
First of all, I met the Golden Bachelor in a couple previews and
What a great things. Promo that was you with did. His daughters.
Yeah, with the daughters. You didn't talk about his soft spoken voice. He's got a really good comforting voice about him.
Everything about him is great. He's almost too good to be true. He's like old white
Dotton.
He's
great.
This whole thing is it seems too good to be Dotton. True. Let's go to Fiji with Aaron. You mentioned this previously, AB. Leads telling multiple people that they love them will make it harder for the eventual choice to watch these episodes. Ever since Charity has been using the L word with reckless abandon, one could argue, that has been in the back of our mind. I think this finale was a good example of that. Charity says the hardest thing she's ever had to do in her life was say goodbye to Aaron in fourth place. These are her words. So if you're Dotton and even Joey, you're watching this going, Aaron, you love Aaron? It seems like you love Aaron almost as much as me.
It seems like it.
And not only that, falling in love with both Joey and Dotton as well. So mm-hmm. What did you make of Charity and Aaron on the beach?
I was stunned. Shoot you straight. I thought this was all just, you know, Aaron came out here. I got to give him a little time. But I didn't think it was going to be what it was. A makeout and then like a date. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming. She said something about you showing up means a lot. Do you think she was just, this was kind of, she felt obligated because of how long of a flight it was and how big of a gesture it was. Do you think that had something to do with this? I didn't see her kissing him here. I didn't envision that. When this episode started, I thought he was going home immediately.
If they were in Fort Lauderdale, if they flew to, you know, Minnesota, I'm not sure that it would have been an overwhelming, oh my gosh,
this is
Aaron.
A Fiji situation.
This is Fiji. She's shocked.
I just took this flight. It's very long.
Yeah, I can't believe you did it, too.
I can't believe you did it, too.
What a sacrifice.
Wow, you must really love me.
I owe you, you must really love me. I owe you at least a meal.
But the makeout?
Well, on the beach, yeah.
Why'd she do that? Unless she really liked the guy.
The jog down final kiss as well.
The final kiss.
Aaron got a lot out of this, I think.
He really did, yeah. I thought when all of this was going on, I thought Aaron was going to be the bachelor. This is setting him up to be the bachelor.
Totally agree.
This whole thing. In fact, when it ended, I said, okay, well, Charity was just playing ball. They just got Charity.
Yeah.
They just talked Charity into letting him so he could be the next bachelor. That's what I thought. And maybe they did, and then it just didn't go his way.
Sure. Well, you always want a backup. You always want a backup.
Yeah.
How about Barb? What's Barb doing there? A picture. I wrote, holy shit, Barb LMAO. All caps. I had no idea she was there.
In the corner is Barb. They did a weird thing. I don't know if I liked it or not. I would like a roll call of who's all there, please.
You can't just cut to the camera and then it's like,
oh, Grocer Joe is there. It's like, what the fuck? I didn't know he was there until like an hour and a half into it. And it's like, and then Zach Shawcross was like 2.5 hours in. I'm like, what the fuck? When did he get here? Can I get a rundown of who's all here, Jesse, instead of these random cuts to the corner?
There's a lot of things that have happened that tell me that they don't put the leads on as high of a pedestal as they used to. They just sprinkle former leads all over the place. Like in the fifth row or something.
Yeah.
And now they're putting
Clayton
them on
was
paradise.
There and they didn't even show him.
Clayton had
like...
a back row seat. He had to pay for a ticket. It's very strange. I love that. My Barb opinion is I'm so glad she was there.
Me too.
I want her to be there.
But they didn't
always get
anything out of her.
Yeah, they need to use her. She needs to be like on the panel of people giving raw, unvarnished opinions about the finale.
Agreed.
Not anyone that needs to keep in good graces with the show. I just want to hear what Barb thinks about this. I think there was anticipation that maybe it was a setup for announcing Peter as the next Bachelor. That didn't cross my mind. I probably would have convulsed if I had thought that, because that's the best case scenario in my view. But I just was really glad to see Barb. I can't explain why. I love what she brings to the show. She's the number one Bachelor fan in the world, I think. She just loves The Bachelor.
Don't we all? I just found it weird how they presented all these Bachelor royalty. I just really... They had leads there, and they didn't talk to them.
Mm-mm.
We just saw
they
them sprinkled in amongst other random people that were in the crowd. I don't know if now's the best time to say it, but I thought the cutscenes were weird to be most of the show. They'd pop the picture-in-picture up, and it'd be some random person that we didn't know, and they wouldn't even be making a face. I need...
Yeah.
If you're going to get the picture-in-picture, I need someone in the crowd that's doing something. Some of them were just sitting there. It's strange.
Yeah, I agree. Aaron and Charity don't get a date because they don't have reservations anywhere, so they just meet at her room. This, to me, was not really compelling at all. They exchanged... It felt like a generic group date, one-on-one time, then like a pre-engagement sit-down. There was no specifics. They didn't acknowledge the situation. You know, there's two other guys here that I'm in love with. Storyline-wise... You know, chronologically, both of them have completed overnight dates at this point. I don't know if that was actually the case, but he's got a lot of ground to make up if he's going to get a rose. I left this thinking there's no way he's going to get a rose and meet Charity's family.
I didn't think so either. Charity said she's still questioning things, and it just seemed like he was probably going home still.
Yeah.
But she did say she regretted her decision.
Yeah, we got to stop dancing. We got to cool it with that.
To send him home.
This is now two times that, maybe even three, you go, I should have never sent you home while you're sending him home.
She regretted it, she said.
I mean, gun in my head, I think Aaron and Charity have a non-zero chance of getting together at some point in life still. Rose ceremony. There was a funny moment when he arrived at the rose ceremony and joined Joey and Dotton.
Funny moment. There's the legit confusion from the two people. In my opinion, Charity, I think you should have addressed the elephant in the room first. She did like a normal speech. Like, wait, are you gonna comment on how Xavier's not here and this guy's here that we watched get
That's
sent
Aaron,
home?
Right?
That should be the first thing you address, right? Not just like, wow, great week, guys. great week, fellas.
Taking the next
I'm
step.
Really
this is going to be hard.
The love. This is going to be tough. What about the guy who's not supposed to be here? Are you going to make a comment?
We flew halfway across the world and he's...
How do you get here?
If you're Joe and Dot, you have to be thrilled to see... I mean, that more or less confirms that you're both getting... If you're Joe and Dot, you're like, well, obviously he's not getting a rose.
You'd think, but then if he's there, he's... It's usually, if there's someone there that gets to be a part of the rose ceremony again, you would think they would get a rose. I would. Hmm. Not
it's a good
this,
thing they didn't talk to
case,
him. Hey,
but...
hey, Aaron, what did you do? Well, we just went to a room and chatted. Oh, okay. All right. I'm fine. We're fine.
Okay, we're good. We're good. We're all good then.
We're good. You're just here for to be the third man in the ring. The roses are Joey.
Big applause from Mrs. Weber when Joey got the rose, by the way. Big applause.
Aaron, why don't you come outside and talk with me? Let's do that thing again that we just did. They're just not where they need to be.
AB. Time wasn't on our side, Rim. Mm. It just wasn't on our side.
I kind of believe that. I feel like the way she talks about Aaron and to Aaron, it seems like if they have three more episodes.
Who knows?
I don't know, maybe she's with Aaron. I believe this trip to Fiji was very beneficial for Aaron. He got a second. Think of his resume now. He was just a normal contestant. Now he got a second bench breakup explanation. He got two crying scenes in the Tahoe. He has added screen time and sympathy. This was Aaron got a lot here.
Would you technically say he's the third place finisher too?
I would say
podium,
that.
A podium finisher.
I would
bronze medal goes from no medal to a bronze medal that he'll always be able to show off.
Well, cheating is like getting a positive on a doping test.
Oh, saying that you've cheated on someone in the past?
Yeah, that's like all your accomplishments to that point are irrelevant on the show.
They're wiped from the history books. So he might have been third anyways.
Yeah. So, yeah, Aaron, I think Aaron definitely
Aaron's the third place bronze finisher of the season. Yeah. Okay.
Xavier's accomplishment vacated. They have to take the banner down.
Do we know if Xavier's going to be on the beach? Did we see him? I didn't see him.
I don't think so. I don't know.
We saw a lot of names out there.
Sure did. And there's one that matters more than the others.
There's one that matters more than the others for a couple reasons.
One
mostly,
that is a showstopper.
The beach is hornier than ever.
Yeah. But you're right. At this point in the episode, I thought he was an ex-bachelor.
I did too. I really did.
I came off liking him so much more after this than any point I had during the season.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. He ended the conversation with Charity with, I'd say, a go-to bachelor, soon-to-be bachelor line. I'm always in your corner.
Oh, yeah.
That's something you say if you think you have a chance of being the bachelor, period.
You got to be in the bachelorette's
corner. I'm always
going
to be rooting for you. I'm in your corner.
The Bachelorette could call you a loser and send you home, and you got to say,
I'm always going to be
here for you forever. Always. You can always count on me. I'll be rooting for you from afar. No questions asked.
That's the go-to Bachelor line.
Anyway, I thought he was going to be the next Bachelor until they cut to him in studio and he was wearing a black shirt. Honest to goodness. When he was wearing the black shirt, I go... He's
I
not
didn't even
bench.
Notice that.
Oh, no. His outfit was too dark. You can't be the next Bachelor with, like, a classy funeral outfit on.
Sure.
He had a black lapel rose on his jacket.
I didn't think he got enough. He didn't get enough time either.
Probably
They kind of breezed through the air in time. That's when I knew that man's not the Bachelor.
Yeah. But he is going to paradise.
Yeah. Good for him.
Good for him, honestly.
Good for him.
I kind of did.
I'm interested. I'm interested in him in paradise. We'll see where he lands on the AB's pyramid, paradise pyramid.
I think he's going to be more relaxed. He's going to be cooler. He's not going to be. Hopefully, him and Brayden get into it a little bit. Or they squash
the beach. I hope he's not. I hope he's serious guy on the beach.
That would be funny. Back to Fiji with Charity's family.
Well, hold up. Another weird speech for me from Charity. So she comes back in. She just said, let Aaron go. She gives this long speech. Dotton doesn't have a rose yet still. So she gives this long speech. Dotton's been waiting longer than anyone's ever waited
sweating
for a rose.
His mind
sweating
out.
And then she finally gives him a rose. At this point, I thought, okay, so Joey's definitely in first place. He got that first rose. Dotton then had to sweat out all this
default rose.
The stuff. It looks like it might be a default rose. Mm.
Dotton could have been there for hours.
He had to wait so long, I thought it was over for the man.
Charity's family. Mom Vicky, dad David, sister Mia, brother David,
brother?
I believe that's his name, not here, undercover. Yeah. Maybe he was hiding behind a plant in the corner. He was not here. If Charity were to rank how much weight each of her family members' opinions carry, mm-hmm. mom, number one.
Which she does.
She does. Mom, number one. No mm-hmm. question. And then probably Mia, just based on the fact that dad said nothing on the episode to anyone and didn't weigh in on anything. So
I'd be interested if the brother was there. She said he was like your best friend, I believe. I don't know. Said the same thing about the mom. I would be interested who's higher.
Yeah.
Between those two.
Didn't her brother say that Braden wasn't...
He was a hater. Yeah, he was a hater. He's just another Braden hater.
Braden, no, just another Braden.
No big deal. It's no, nothing. No problem.
Yep. Charity tells her family that she's in love with both Joey and Dotton. And Vicky not thrilled to hear this. What did you make of her family's reaction to this?
She just doesn't see how it's possible. I can't, you know, I hear what you're saying. I don't believe you. Flat. I just don't believe you. I don't believe you love both of them. I think you... What have we said before? It's like the quarterbacks. You have two quarterbacks. You have none. Okay?
It's like the quarterbacks.
You're in love with two people. You're in love with zero people. That's according to Vicky and us.
She did have a quote that was like, she's just saying that. She thinks it's cool to say that. I love Vicky. She was very much a real parent. There was also a time where she said, you know, decisiveness is a word she needs to get comfortable with. It is such a parent thing to say, like a mom who's like frustrated with their kid,
yeah,
and she's talking to somebody else about, and the kid's in earshot, and she says something like, you know, we're working on following instructions.
Yeah,
we're trying to get that figured out.
We're trying to get that done.
We're working on her decisiveness. Joey, first up. He's nervous, or he says he's nervous. He didn't behave nervously at any point during this, especially not compared to the next guy.
The main thing here was when he asked her about the interracial relationship question. Charity had brought that up as a concern or important topic to her, and he circled back around to it. A great question by Joey. Yeah, he brought it up. Great question by Joey. Well done.
Vicky and Joey. He and Charity align on their family first values. Vicky, you could say full-throated support of Joey. Honesty, genuine, transparency, Joey.
Joey, hey, you can't blame this family for falling in love with Joey. He's knocking these questions out of the park, okay?
Fake-ass Joey?
I could be fake-ass Joey.
Not genuine Joey?
If Uncle Joe, is that his name?
Cool Uncle Joe, yeah.
If Cool Uncle Joe is here, he might be able to clue us in on this, if this is real Joey. I don't know. He was nailing the answers to these questions. He said something to her mom about, he can definitely see myself fitting in with the family. He just hopes that the family can see it in him. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I think she appreciated that he was comfortable but not presumptive.
Yeah. I have to be let into the family. You have to earn your way into the family.
Exactly. You don't just show up and say,
I can see myself in the family if you'll allow it. Yeah.
And then Dad and Joey talk about, I don't know, Desmond Ritter. They don't.
Dad doesn't care. Falcons football.
I could feel Vicky's hug with Joey through the screen.
Yeah. It was lovely.
And I can confirm it was a warm embrace. I felt it myself. So, yeah, this went terrifically.
They're all Team Joey moving forward, even before they meet.
Decision made.
Decision is made. It's one of those situations where I just can't envision someone being better for my daughter. Mm.
Who could? The next guy can't possibly be.
Can't possibly.
You don't want to go second, just in general, in the family meetings, because.
Yeah, I agree.
You got to meet or exceed the previous person.
Yep.
After the break, Jesse introduces a person who might be on the next cast of The Bachelor. Wrap that shit up. Pull out a wrap it up box.
This was
this idea sucked.
Bad idea.
Okay, sometimes bad your idea ideas genes. Don't work.
No.
Your ideas don't work. Sometimes this idea sucked.
Yeah. This idea
have
was
multiple
bad.
People in the crowd that could be contestants. And then I did, like were they trying to make us think that these were just random people that had agreed on the spot to be contestants? That's kind of the vibe there. Like
that's how these
are
presented.
These are just, you know,
it could be you.
It could be any of you people. And they even had everyone in the crowd stand up who would date Joey later in the, but these are people that just signed up as part of the normal process. Go to this website if you want to be on The Bachelor or Bachelorette. They did that, and then they asked two of them for no reason to show up, and then let
surprise
one of them.
You're on. It was
surprise,
only two.
You're on. The, you're not. Yeah, one person got on. One person. Why didn't they just have them both on? I don't understand.
It was very strange. I figured they'd both be on at the end.
I thought so too.
Just odd and presented confusingly. I thought.
Very confusingly.
I thought the first person was the pick.
He poorly
goes,
done.
Is it this person? And then she stands up and seems aware that she's about to be on The Bachelor. She gave a speech, seemed very prepared. This just screwed up the momentum at every time this happened.
Agreed. Sometimes stuff doesn't work.
I get it.
That's all.
Try new stuff. I'm all aboard. But this stunk. Don't
new
ever
stuff,
do it again.
This one just didn't work.
Yeah. Don meets the family. This, for me, is when it became clear that Dotton was probably going to win. If the family meetings were presented as both went great, you can flip a coin and be happy either way, then I go into the proposal as a viewer still unsure. It could be either one, and my prediction was that it was Joey. But this came off as they don't even like Dotton. He's like untrustworthy somehow. And at times it felt like Cherry
it
didn't have feelings for him. It was just like Dotton is no good and Joey is flawless.
Yeah. This is when I started feeling better. This is when I started feeling better as a Dotton man that he would prevail.
A Dotton dude.
End.
Yeah.
A Dotton dude.
Dotton and Vicky first. She says he's familiar. I'd extrapolate and say slick talking. Dotton, the smooth.
I would say that. Yeah.
Operator.
I would say so. Which is the opposite of what I picture him as when I think of Dotton, the person.
Big power of editing episode. There were times when I was like, look at Dotton, that smooth, that cheater. You know? Look at that silk shirt he's wearing. Can you believe this guy?
Cheater. That cheater, smooth operators trying to pull a fast one on the
Bill
old
Bellamy,
on
Dotton,
Charity
get out
and your family.
Don't you dare, Dotton. How about Vicky and Charity? I feel like she, mom more or less cast her vote here.
Vicky and the sister, right? Both.
Mia as well, both.
Cast their vote for Joey. They both basically said, you lit up with Joey. It's not the same here.
Vicky says you had more pep in your step. Mia says he makes you glow.
She questioned the pep of the step.
Yeah, where's the pep today?
Where's the pep? Where's your pep when it comes to being around Dotton?
Seemed to be kind of strolling casually. You're bouncing a little.
There was no bounce
little Rory
that you
McElroy
had with Joey.
On your toes. Vicky also tried to like Dwight Schrute her into breaking up with Dotton. She's like, you have a gut. Follow it. Do it. Now. Break up with Dotton. Follow your
one,
gut.
Two,
choose Joey.
Three.
Now. Three, two, one. Do it. Anyway, Charity was stressed about this. Not where she wants to be with her decision making, which Vicky called. She says, my daughter's got C-minus decision making. You're about to see that on full display as we meet these two guys.
Get ready, America.
Yeah.
Because you're about to
see. We're working on our decision making.
You're going to see the textbook bad decision making.
I loved this scene with Charity and her family, the debrief discussion or lack thereof. This was a real family that had no interest in doing their real family discussion on camera. No one was going to break rank here and be honest on screen in this moment. What did you make of this?
The thing is, Charity's family had an opinion. They voiced it already. Mm-hmm. I don't think they wanted to go as far as making the choice for Charity, which is kind of what Charity was asking them to do.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's still your... We've told you, you seemed a little different. You've given us reasons why that could be. We're not going to then double down. They're both good guys. We're not going to double down and make this decision for you. Mm-hmm. It's up to you.
You have our notes. When Charity and Vicky were outside, even, Mom did not give Charity what she wanted. It was unlike with the Webbers. This family was not going to kick off an engagement with the mom making a choice for the lead.
Barb will make your decision. She'll do the proposal for you. If
Charity
should have
called
to.
Barb. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you who I'd pick and who you should pick.
I'll tell you who I'd pick. I'll tell you right Joey. Now. Mm. And I'll tell you after you make the pick, it was the wrong decision.
If you make the wrong one. Yeah. If you don't choose
If you don't pick the person I pick, I'll be there letting you know about it, okay? To your face and the person you picked face, okay?
We can't let people forget how unbelievable that television was. You know, this was a great season and finale, but I mean, there's nothing like what
happened. You'll never have a crowd booing the mom of the lead ever again. You'll never see that. You got to just think of those as the glory days.
That was a one-time deal. And it was live. It was on live television. It was the last great live TV moment.
The mom hated the person that her son picked, who was a sweetheart, by the way, that America loved. She hated her. And she hated her son's decision and let it be known even after the decision had happened.
Yep.
It's incredible.
The nighttime Joey date. I like this quote he had. My goal wasn't to tell them I'm in love with you, but for them to see it. Mm-hmm. You could say, wow, winner mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You could also say, fake ass Joey, auditioning. Mm. Joey the actor. That's what Cool Uncle Joe would say. He doesn't mean it off to the side. He doesn't mean that. Charity. What did you think of the gift exchange? The poem comes back.
Well, just a reminder, this is a poem from a con artist in the street who had pre-written poems typed out. He didn't even type. He wasn't even typing on that typewriter.
He was going with his mouth.
He was making the noise with his mouth. These are pre-written poems specifically for nothing, for nobody in particular. They throw a couple things.
Still for nobody. This is in the trash now.
It's still for nobody. That's a good point.
Save the frame, point. I hope. But
he framed that.
Bin.
She seemed to like it, though.
Having said that, AB, this was perfectly done by the editors. I loved this moment. This was a really great romantic storybook moment. And the fact that they both thought that it doesn't matter
what
we say about the poem is real, that they felt it.
Most people see the poem and they think, okay, great poem, great move. They aren't digging into it quite like we did, exposing the poet on the street.
Exposing the fraud. Yeah, we just won't stand for fraud.
So, yeah, I'm sure this did hit different for a couple different, for a lot of different people
out
there.
Well, for me, too, I was watching it knowing that Caught in the Wind, letting us take it wherever it leads, is not the first time he's used that line, that poet. But
no, any day it's windy, any day that it is windy, the poem is going to have something about wind.
A third of your poem written right
it's
there.
It's mostly about weather.
Quick stanza. He's a mostly a weather poet. Anyway, this was great. I thought it was good. Quick Paradise preview in studio. Truly a lot to break down.
A lot to unpack.
A lot to talk about.
It's like a 2-minute thing that needs to be broken down piece by piece.
There were several frames that caught my attention. There's going to be at least one former Bachelorette as a cast member. There were four total
Hannah's
on the beach.
Hannah's definitely not.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure based on her Instagram, she is in a long-term relationship.
Okay.
I just don't.
Hannah's
I don't think
there.
She's one of them. I think Rachel's one.
And Katie's there too.
Well, Katie was just on F-Boy Island, so I don't even understand how contractually that works. Yeah, how did she neither. Get how was she allowed to do F-Boy Island? I don't understand.
Kevin Nash isn't going back to contract. Raw after he invades WCW. That doesn't track.
But also, I thought they had to be involved. Yeah. Especially if she's doing Bachelor in Paradise. I don't know. Maybe she's on. I don't know. Could be too. Charity's definitely not on. Hannah Brown's not on.
No. Blake Moynes with a buzz. Call the ambulance for me. Because I fainted when I saw that. Someone goes 9 days without pooping. Disgusting. Not looking forward to recapping that. But, you know, we will.
Gonna have to do it. We gotta do it.
I'm sure it'll be an episode and a half. I saw John making out. Aaron. Our baby boy Aaron falling in love with someone.
We're talking about this season's Aaron. Bebop and Rocksteady Aaron.
No, Bebop. Aaron and James. Bebop? Is that Aaron S?
Aaron and James. Remember those two?
Yeah, I'll never forget. No, not that Aaron.
Kings of the Sand.
Aaron S, the old Aaron from this season, also going to be down there. He's obviously not going to attract any attention. He'll probably try to fight someone. That's my prediction for Aaron S. Two people get married, allegedly, and maybe Rachel and Braden are together. Tune in to find out. That's my Paradise preview breakdown.
There's a lot going on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dot and final date, unless you had anything else there.
No.
Charity's still torn.
The fact that Charity is torn after her family said that they picked Joey tells me that Dot was going to win.
That's another thing.
At this point. Usually the family picks some. I mean, they only meet him for a little bit, and then they pick someone that upsets the lead. And that's when you know the other person is actually who's in the lead. Otherwise, it wouldn't affect them. They would just go with the person that the family picked.
I would love a count on how often the lead chooses the person that got obvious support from the family.
I don't think it's very
often.
It
seems like, yeah, I don't think so either.
But they also probably don't show us that when there's huge support for someone that ends up winning. It's just kind of what they do. I don't know why.
Throw you off.
Yeah.
Don's gift
but
is
it doesn't throw me off anymore. It actually tips me off. It tips me off on what's that. Like, I knew Dotton was the winner. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, until a little bit later, I didn't think that. I was going back and forth. I won't lie to you.
Dotton's gift is a treasure hunt, which includes the first envelope is his resident alien card. This is how you cap off a relationship storyline on the show, AB.
Yeah. They both did a good job. It all went full circle here. Both sides.
Tied up, this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the treasure hunt included some additional souvenirs from their dates together. He really came over the top of Joey, who just had that poem.
Yep.
It's kind of the white elephant. Oh, you got a teapot? I got her an iPad.
iPod. Here you go. Yeah.
Then came the moment. This was a big moment for me, too, when Charity, they made it seem like Charity just couldn't stop thinking about Joey after kissing Dot.
Yeah.
If it were true.
It went a little too far. She would have let him go right then, I think.
If that were true, she would have let him go right then. And I would have never forgiven her for that. For depriving us of the scenes we got at the end of this. The breakup we got at the end.
Dotton is the type of character, though, you don't want him there at the final if you are Charity.
Wouldn't be able to handle it?
That, and I think... Yeah, that. He's just too nice a guy. You don't want to be breaking his heart at the final two.
Is Joey
not saying Joey's not nice.
Yeah,
he's
I was
just
gonna say.
There's a difference. I don't know what it is, but there's a difference.
I think
you don't want Brandon there.
You don't want Brandon
sobbing to the camera. Don would have been
sobbing.
Don would have been a wreck had you had to break up with him.
I totally agree. Anyway, this ends. We're led to believe,
maybe Dotton's getting sent home.
She brought up Joey to Dotton. That kind of freaked him out.
It worked, though, for me. I thought at this point, Joey was winning.
So you're going up and down.
I was going back. It was a roller coaster night for me, which was great. I thought it was a great finale, by the way.
The exit, he says, I love you. Quickly, mid-smooch, she says, see you tomorrow.
Oh, shoot. You're saying she didn't say. Yeah.
Yeah. So that kind of stuff, if you omit Charity telling Dotton, see, you know, I love you too.
You take out, you took it out because earlier we take saw her say, I love you to Joey. Mm-hmm. Then we see Dotton. I didn't even piece that together, but maybe subconsciously, that's why I thought Joey was going to win. I don't know.
Also told Joey, I love you before they went in to meet her family. Didn't say that to Dotton or after, I believe. Anyway, let's get right to the proposal after the break.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Proposal day. Neil Lane on site. Last moment, maybe ever, but I just want to acknowledge that Jesse, I believe, is a magnificent host.
What'd he do?
When he's talking with Charity, he says the right stuff. In addition to his studio work, which is impeccable, he's got the crowd almost eating out of his hand.
It's unmatched, folks.
Unmatched.
It's unmatched.
This moment with Charity, the day of her, you know, potential engagement, he says the right stuff with just enough believability. It comes off as sincere enough for me, for a TV show host.
I think he's sincere. I'll go that far.
I'll join you.
I think he's looking out for the better of these contestants and leads.
I think that was my next point. He seems to care about the leads. He was one, after all.
Yeah,
he seems
to care about them.
But doesn't necessarily want to be their friend and like muddy the host lead mentor mentee relationship. Plus, he's a smoke and he's funny. Those things also can't be discounted. This guy is a great host.
He's a great host. It's a great choice bringing him in. It's been great.
I will not hear opinions to the contrary. I love him.
No. There cannot be anti Jesse Palmer lead.
I'm sure there is.
People out there right now. There really can't.
I'm sure there is.
If you are biased for some other ulterior reason. It's not because of the product.
Jesse's undeniably good at this.
Not because of his hosting. It's not because of that.
Joey steps out first. Did you gasp?
I was stunned. I gasped, just like the crowd.
I gasped too. I was going to gasp regardless.
I think I was too. But I
it's Joey.
That's what makes this episode so good. Mm-hmm. I was genuinely unsure of who was going to win up until the very last second, which is
beautiful.
What makes this great. When it pans up and you see who it is, that's the moment of the entire series. And we haven't had that moment because we always know who's going to win. This time, I had no clue who was going to win. Joey steps out. I gasped. Felt really bad for him. So did the crowd.
We're gonna talk about him, but the next two moments that we want out of this show, the big crescendo moments, the final breakup and the final proposal, both like A+. I think they will go down
as good as
this
it gets.
With Joey will go down as one of the great breakups, heart wrenching for the viewer, and the proposal at the end, should they stay together, is an instant Hall of Fame proposal.
Absolutely.
Was a great the rest of this episode.
It was great. Whole episode was great.
Outside of the studio was phenomenal. I agree.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's not nervous at all. So this was a big shock for him. Even the drop to his knee was like, all righty, here we go. Let's do it. Nobody.
All right, let's do it.
Dip down here.
it's proposal time.
Yeah. All right. Let me give it to you. Let me give you the good stuff. My proposal for marriage. What did you make of what happened next? Charity's speech and breakup.
Charity's speech had a little bit too much about love for me. One man's opinion. one man's opinion. Had I been Joey in that situation, I'd prefer you not to say you love me. That's just one thing I want. If you're breaking up with me, I don't need you to tell me you actually love me and will probably love me forever. That doesn't help me. I don't want that.
It's not just a breakup.
A little critique.
It's a breakup in favor of engaging to someone else. You're a buddy.
It's a breakup because you love someone else more. I don't need you to tell me you love me, but you love someone else more. I really don't need that.
It's so you not don't too love comforting.
Me is what, is what you're saying. You don't love me then.
Also, what was the other thing you had?
Just small thing. If I'm Joey, I'm not holding hands through that. There's no way. I'm not
straight
holding hands like double hand clasp. No, yeah, I'm going pockets.
We're gonna get
immediately.
This.
Actually, let's give me those hands back and I'll put these in my pocket.
Well, you have to, otherwise
Bachelor.
I might not believe you if you're not gonna be in, I don't believe you when you say you're in our corner if your hands are in your pockets. And I'm not sure I will believe you when you say you're going to be rooting for her.
I'm just telling you, as I'm getting broken up with before my proposal, when I was seconds away from getting down on my knee, I personally am not double holding your hands to comfort you through this. I'm not.
I'm wiping my palms on my pants.
You still
rear.
Have a proposal. You have a great day ahead of you. I'm going to go get that fucking huge van back. You see that big ass van over there? Mm-hmm. I got to go get in that van and got to fucking ride back to the hotel. And then my flight's not for another like 4 days. And I just have to sit in my room fucking sulking.
I have to make
it's
going to
be a horrible week for me.
I've got to go tell, you know. Tommy with the cargo shorts holding the camera why I hope I can find love at some point in the rest of my life. Not looking forward to any of this.
Yeah, I'm not comforting you with the double handhold. That's all.
Having said that, really sweet breakup, very sweet on both sides.
Yep.
Fake ass Joey nailed the response. I don't think he's
fake,
by the way. It's just funny at this point.
Yep.
I think this was a classic Bachelor finale breakup, and I mean that as like one for the books, one we'll remember.
Agreed. I wouldn't go that far. This isn't as good as Peter.
Nothing about this
Rachel.
Is as good as Peter, and Barb knows
it's
it in the PIP.
But it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's up there. I'm not talking about Pilot Peter. I'm talking about Rachel.
Oh, Peter
Krause.
Yeah. But that wasn't this moment.
That breakup will forever be the best breakup. I don't know if it's that, but it is a breakup. And also the proposal was so good. I don't know that I'll remember Joey, honestly.
Well, it's going to be The Bachelor. So.
I'm going to shoot you straight. I'm not going to remember this.
I don't know if I'll remember Joey.
I just don't. Okay. It was great in the moment. In the moment, the breakup was good.
Joey in studio. After staring at the screen, if you're AB, this just happened to you. Are you watching? They're always watching. They're staring at, you know, theoretically the worst moment of their lives on screen.
Watch.
I would be looking down and I'd be sad.
Oh, you're not gonna watch? No, I'd watch. Yeah, I'll watch. Yeah, he was tearing up.
Haven't spoken since then.
He also had a line.
He was not wiping them. He was letting them sit for a little bit.
Well, that's what you do as a bachelor. You let
the
tears marinate in the eyes. Okay. He says to the camera in the back of the van, they have big ass vans now. I don't know if you noticed that. I would just ask the universe.
American Pickers.
When it is going to be happen to me. I would just ask the
what
universe.
Do you think, Frankie? Yeah.
I would ask the universe. They only got the big van rim. It helps production out and the cameraman and all that. Like I would like more room. They probably part of the union asks. We need big ass vans now. Yeah.
I'm
really tight
in
the front seat. I'm really tight. Yeah. Can we get a big ass van? Make this a little more comfortable. I would just ask the universe, when is it going to happen to me?
Yeah.
Put that on a t-shirt. Joey for Bachelor. 2024.
Yeah. I wonder.
This is where I saw Zach Shallcross, by the way, for the first time. Our previous
most recent lead on this show.
Was he the most recent Bachelor?
Still with his pick as
finally
well.
Finally showed him. It was 2.5 hours in.
Nuts.
No clue he was there.
After the break, Charity arrives. Respect. She puts him over. Joey, yep. I think, does well keeping the focus on her corner.
He did
That's
great,
me in
too.
The corner.
I'm in your corner, and I ain't leaving. You and Dotton.
Anything else here? Or Dotton proposal time?
Dotton proposal.
Storytelling 101. Remember that card I brought out and showed you the first time we talked? When you really started to like me? When you really started to fall in love with me? This artifact that is central to my story and who I am? My journey? My journey from this? Being a young boy from Nigeria, and now with you, Charity.
This man standing in front of you in Fiji.
The man I am today. Man who's always in your corner. What did you make of this proposal? I love the speech.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. Said something about you made me feel adored, validated, and wanted. And to receive that from a woman of your caliber, I don't think you know what that means to me. I mean, Dotton's just saying stuff that it just warms your heart.
Never thought it could be me.
He never thought it could be him. Fully committed. Committed
to
her.
That's important to her.
Commitment is huge, if you'll remember.
I wonder if he added that in the margin post Xavier exit. Commitment as well, in addition to everything else.
That's great. Charity's beaming, by the way, the whole time.
She put him at ease early with the, and they typically do.
Yep.
The don't worry about it smile.
Mm-hmm.
This was the ending so many had hoped for all season. He had a genuine story from the beginning. He came on the show. I saw you, on The Bachelor. I was smitten. I wanted to come meet you. From the start, he was always the guy who you were sure was here for the right reasons. Maybe the only one.
The fan favorite.
Mm-hmm.
From start to finish, the guy we rooted for, at least me, I think a lot of people, actually won for the first time in ages.
It happened. Jim Lampley, it happened.
I don't know when the last time this happened was.
It's been a while, and that's part of why I made the prediction I did.
It can't happen.
The whole season was Dotton is perfect. It's effortless with him. And Joey had some... Is he real? Is he not? He had some stuff sprinkled in. So I just didn't... They don't do this. I was surprised that this is how it...
We don't get happy endings here.
We don't get... This is not...
Not on this show.
Not on this show about romance and love. Storybook. Romance. We don't get happy endings. We get controversy.
We get more happy endings on Bachelor in Paradise. Those are some happy endings. So you
would
just
you say
don't expect
that,
this.
Would you say that this show has never needed anything more than what happened here?
Yeah, absolutely.
This was
it
urgently
needed,
needed
a feel good story. And they got one.
Great ending. What did you how about the in studio chat? Anything when Charity and Dotton arrive in studio, anything there of note?
It's all smiles with these two. That's all. He looks great. Tall guys look really great in tuxes. Really tall guys?
When they're, oh yeah.
Holy shit, he looks phenomenal in that tux. She looked great.
Yeah.
No, it was all feel good stuff. It was all feel good stuff. Jesse sending them on a trip. You know how big Jesse does. Top host in the game.
Let me
money
peel
to
off
spare.
A couple Huskies for your kids.
So you want some walk around money? Here's some walk around money for you and Greece. She also gets Dancing with the Stars. So they get the trip. They get the Dancing with the Stars. It's all feel good stuff.
A great ending. They're happy. They weren't in the hot seat for very long. I will say, seemed like a quick keep it moving.
No, well, seems there's nothing to really talk about. We're just a couple now, and we love each other, and we're going to Greece.
Odds of a bachelor wedding, ABC wedding with these two. True odds, not what you hope, what you think.
I would think there would be some other couples that are ahead of them in the pecking order. The ABC pecking order.
Wow.
Like Grocer Joe, for one.
Grocer Joe and Serena, already married.
Serena.
But they
married?
Still have the party. They did it at a courthouse. Like,
oh.
Yeah.
Well, then not them. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe, I guess. We can't expect a wedding because it hasn't happened in so long.
It would be
insane. I don't even
to
know if they do those anymore. Do you do those anymore?
Wipe the tears, Joey. You're the next Bachelor.
You're up, kid.
I'm fine with this announcement. I think these episodes...
with Joey?
Keep ending. Yeah, you know, I think Joey will be a fine Bachelor. I like how they did it here, I guess. I do think these episodes always include 15 minutes of stuff that really distracts from the main story. Joey met this person who's going to be on his cast, and they have this... I don't want to see this awkward interaction between these strangers. Like, we just...
It adds nothing. It has not been well done. I haven't liked any of them. It was a good idea when it started, I thought, but it just really doesn't work.
Not when we have a great ending to sit in. The season should have
we
ended
didn't need
with
this.
Charity and Dotton smiling and laughing on the couch. They pan out to the crowd, standing and clapping.
Confetti.
Confetti, Bachelor Nation members greeting them on the stage like they're, you know,
congratulating
David
them.
Bowie. And then instead we had to fill, we did this, the last 15 minutes was like this game of Guess Who. And then, I mean, this was like putting a Christmas tree up before you've had pie on Thanksgiving. Like, let's finish what we're doing now first. Let's talk about this. We did a whole season. We sat here for months watching this and you already want to like sweep it
we
off to the side.
We finally got the moment
we got
we
a
wanted.
Happy ending. Yeah.
And we didn't. Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, congrats to Leia from Hawaii. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. She definitely knew the whole time. What do you think is on that card she received? Some sort of steal a vote? Get out of a group date free card? What is on the card?
No clue. But they need some more gimmicks for the show. I wouldn't mind some more.
They do need advantages.
Gamesmanship in this show.
Would you like to do a season takeaways before we get to the mailbag and Golden Bachelor thought?
I thought it was a great season. I'd say great. We finally got the story we wanted. I've been calling for Dotton for months, and it actually happened, which is stunning. Yeah, it didn't get any better than this. I don't know how you, unless the only thing that would make it better would be more drama. Entertainment wise. Yeah, it was missing a major storyline. Controversy, probably.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you can have that type of controversy and then also have the Dotton love story going on. Usually those type of controversies derail the season.
It's
and
true.
That's why it ends up like it does.
The Dotton charity package, retrospective, that's a great one.
It's a great one. An all-time great.
I have very strong feelings about the Golden Bachelor scheduling.
Okay.
This show, which I believe has the potential to be a crossover juggernaut, will premiere at 8 p.m. September 28th, Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, followed by Paradise at 9 p.m.
Okay.
If this show, Golden Bachelor, becomes a juggernaut, it will be because people who don't watch the franchise are curious about it.
Mm-hmm.
The reason those people don't watch the franchise is probably because they have certain negative feelings about it, that it's trashy, you know, you can't take it seriously.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, 25-year-olds making out and getting drunk. To have the Golden Bachelor lead into those exact things that they don't like... I think is a bad idea because every episode of The Golden Bachelor is going to have commercial bumpers where Braden is doing tequila shots. It makes no sense. These are disparate audiences, the ones who are coming to see The Golden Bachelor for the first time and hardcore BIP viewers, which is like the show for The Bachelor superfans. I think it's a bad idea to stack them.
I hear you.
That's my concern. I think they could nip any potential new interest in the bud by associating the two. You know, spinoffs.
I think it'll be fine because the first episode of that will come on before any Bachelor in Paradise happens, and it'll draw people in. That's the hope.
Looking forward to it regardless.
Thursdays will be interesting.
Mailbag, unless you had anything else.
Nope.
We got some responses to the finale last night. 407 says, I've never seen such pure love on the show. before Dutton and Charity. I cried seeing these two, therefore sure soulmates. As for Joey, I've never seen a hotter contestant until tonight. Mary from Madison, Wisconsin. I really like Joey and am excited for him to find love, but is a 27-year-old private tennis coach from Hawaii ready for marriage? Likely not, though I'm not mad he'll be on our screens for another 3 months next year. I'm also hopeful with the new executive production team, the show will lean into supporting its leads and helping them find love versus the buffoonery spectacles we've gotten in many recent Bachelor seasons, with no one rooting for the lead by the end. Thank you, Mary. 970 says, did meeting the family give away the ending? Charity was obviously upset when her mom and sister loved Joey and weren't as hot as Dotton. P.S. Where was Nehemiah? I don't know why I thought her brother's name was David. It was Nehemiah. Thank you, 970. Erica from Hamilton, Ontario. Happy to report I got my Tumblr right in time for the finale. Thank you, Erica. Wow. And to see your Blake Moynes level finale prediction pan out. Crying laughing emoji. For real, though, I'm so happy for Dotton and Charity and think they will make a beautiful couple. Thank you, Erica. Lauren from Plano, Texas. Charity season of The Bachelorette has been by far my favorite season. It's been so exciting watching her and Dotton fall in love, and I would have been crushed if it wasn't him at the end. I will definitely be watching Charity on Dancing with the Stars and can't wait to see Dotton cheering her on through the whole journey. Don't forget, Lauren, all the other guys in her corner of the studio, clapping politely. Excited for Joey to be the next Bachelor, but it's going to be tough to follow our Golden Bachelor wholesome Gary. Thank you, Lauren. 937, I too was hustled, scammed, bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray. I thought there was no way Dotton was winning until the finale started trying to convince us it was Joey. I knew the writing was on the wall. All in all, a great season, great Bachelorette, great final couple. Great future Bachelor. Time to rest up before BIP Golden Batch double features. Thank you, 937.
You gotta rest up.
Rest up. It's gonna be...
quick turnaround.
Hibernate for a month. Be ready to put in the hours. Haley, with as often as they were showing Peter's parents, I had myself and my husband totally convinced Pilot Pete would be the Bachelor and we would be getting a repeat. Obviously, that isn't what happened, and I'm so happy for Joey, but the Swifty and me couldn't help but look for the Easter eggs. Thank you, Haley. 360 area code says, love the finale, but hated the constant inserts of audience interactions or audience reactions. That was so distracting.
I thought so, too.
Thank you, 360.
There weren't even good reactions for the most part.
There's nothing crazy to react to. They're just like, she's trying to decide. 609 area code says, okay, this is Jim. I'm gonna text the wrong number. Oh. Thank you, 609. 224 area code says, mental all conspiracy. Aaron B. went to Fiji, so he'd still be in contention for the finale and wouldn't have to go to the mental all.
Yeah, if that was on his mind,
a little bonus.
That is a great idea. The last place I'd want to be is on Mentel All. Mm-hmm. I would love to be on the finale instead of that shit show.
Okay, that's it. That's the mailbag for the season. Thank you, everyone, for texting in. We appreciate it. Headline of the week, by chance?
Here's a headline. The Golden Bachelor takes over Grey's Anatomy's ancestral time slot. That's a big slot, Ram.
Ancestral? Yeah.
Yeah. What'd I say?
It sounded in my ears a little different. It sounded like ancestral.
I feel like that's what I said.
You might have.
What did I say?
Ancestral, yeah. And that's a weird headline.
I agree.
Real TV fantasy scoring is not updated. So we do not have an episode winner. We do not have a season winner. I don't know how to approach that. Either we're going to have people tune in to the first recap of the new season in a month to determine that.
Probably.
Or I will add it to the show notes later when the scoring is in. But at the moment, we don't have that information for you, sadly. Anything else, AB?
I don't think so. Great season, start to finish.
Great season, start to finish. But a lot of fun.
Really can't wait for Golden Bachelor. I'll tell you that.
I can't wait either. September, late September. Thank you for listening all season. We greatly appreciate it. Tumblr's on sale for the rest of this week, and after that, never again. Ever. Have a heavenly day.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.